Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Today, we're diving deep into the wisdom of the ancients, because let's be real, life can feel like a chaotic whirlwind sometimes. Ever felt overwhelmed by deadlines, relationship drama, or just the general noise of the world? We all have those moments, right? But what if I told you there was a philosophy, practiced for centuries by some seriously cool folks, that could help you navigate this craziness with more grace and resilience? We're talking about Stoicism, baby. This ancient school of thought, born in Greece over 2,000 years ago, is making a comeback because it offers practical tools to deal with life's inevitable ups and downs. Think of it like your personal cheat sheet for emotional strength, wisdom, and courage. Now, before you picture guys in togas debating philosophy all day, hear me out. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about understanding your emotions, managing them effectively, and focusing on what you can actually control. It's about finding inner peace amidst the chaos. Sound appealing? Let's break down 5 key takeaways from this ancient wisdom that you can apply to your life right now. 1. Focus on what you can control. This one is huge. Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between what's within our control, our thoughts, actions, reactions, and what's outside of external events, other people's opinions. It's easy to get caught up in things we can't change, right? Traffic jams, bad news, even annoying coworkers, those are out of our hands. But how we react to them? That's where we have power. Stoicism encourages us to channel our energy into what we can influence and let go of the rest. 2. Virtue is your compass. Stoics believe that living a virtuous life was the ultimate goal. Think honesty, justice, courage, wisdom, those are your guiding principles. This isn't about being perfect because let's be real, who is? But it's about striving to be the best version of yourself. It's like setting your moral compass and using it to navigate life's decisions. 3. Embrace impermanence. Remember that saying, this too shall pass, while Stoicism takes it a step further. They taught us to accept that everything is in constant flux, happiness, sadness, success, failure, even our physical bodies. This doesn't mean we become passive or give up on our goals. It means recognizing that clinging to things for too long only leads to pain when they inevitably change. 4. Find joy in simple things. Stoicism isn't about denying pleasure or living a life of austerity. It's about finding contentment in the simple moments, a good conversation, a beautiful sunset, a warm cup of coffee. It's about appreciating what you have rather than constantly chasing after more. 5. Practice mindfulness. Sounds trendy, right? But Stoics were all about living in the present moment. They encouraged us to pay attention to our thoughts and feelings without judgment, simply observing them as they arise and pass. This helps us break free from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, allowing us to truly experience life as it unfolds. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? You spill your coffee, miss the bus, and then realize you forgot your presentation at home. I've been there, trust me. But here's how a Stoic might approach that situation. Ugh, this is a rough start. They acknowledge the feelings without getting swept away by them. But I can't change what happened. Can I find a new cup of coffee? Yes. Can I call a cab? Absolutely. And about that presentation, well, there's gotta be a way to improvise. See how they shifted their focus from the chaos to finding solutions and taking action within their control. That's the power of Stoicism, turning setbacks into opportunities for growth and resilience. So, what can you take away from this episode? Stoicism isn't just an ancient philosophy, it's a toolkit for living a more meaningful and fulfilling life. It's about focusing on what matters, cultivating inner strength, and finding peace amidst the chaos. Think of it as your secret weapon to navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, wisdom, and courage. Now go out there and make this ancient philosophy your own. And remember, if you find yourself facing a challenge, take a deep breath, remember those Stoic principles, and know that you've got this. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep living life to the fullest.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.